Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The Celtics are 5-0 under the NBA playoff bubble. Boston opened its Eastern Conference semifinal series with a surprisingly easy victory against the defending champs yesterday, 112-94 over the Raptors. Meantime, the Clippers advanced to the Western Conference semifinals by downing the Mavericks, 111-97, and the Nuggets have forced Game 7 in their opening round series after topping the Jazz, 119-107. In the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, the Islanders defeated the Flyers 3-2 to earn a 3-1 lead in their second-round series. New York needs just one more win to make it to the conference final, which would be their first since 1993. In Major League Baseball, the Yankees erupted for 5 runs in the 7th inning before Gio Urshela laced a walk-off single in the 8th to give the Bombers an 8-7 stunner over the Mets in Game 1 of a doubleheader. The Yankees also took the nightcap in 8 innings, 5-2. Also, the Red Sox outscored the Nationals 9-5, the Blue Jays bested the Orioles 6-5, and the Braves hung on to beat the Phillies 12-10. In MLB news, the Padres have picked up slugger Mitch Moreland from the Red Sox for a pair of prospects, outfielder Jason Rosario and infielder Hudson Potts. The Padres are making one move after another in pursuit of their first playoff appearance in 14 years. They bolstered their bullpen on Saturday by acquiring Trevor Rosenthal in a trade with the Royals. In golf yesterday, Jon Rahm birdied the first playoff hole to nose out Dustin Johnson and win the BMW Championship at Olympia Fields. And lastly, French tennis player Benoit Paire has reportedly been removed from the U.S. Open men's field after testing positive for COVID-19. The 31-year-old was seeded 17th and was supposed to play in the first round tomorrow. Contact tracing will now be used to determine who might have been exposed. The Grand Slam tournament begins today without fans. I'm Jesse King.